All right, it's time to talk about the Chicago Bears. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan here. And this is a Bears team that is loaded offensively, that's had some problems defensively, but still, as they enter the Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday night, they lead the NFC North, and they are playing some confident football. Adam, tell us about the Bears.
Well, Jay Cutler's back behind center. He kind of hung in there coming back for his high ankle sprain, one of the strongest arms in the National Football League. Problem is he's not very mobile, and the problems he's had in the past is standing there and not getting the football and getting hit. He had two injuries this season, but he's kind of hung in there, and he played very well last week. Very strong quarterback, very good football player.
And you look at some of the weapons here. Matt Forte, a running back who is outstanding wherever he is on the field. 1,200 rushing yards. He's also a threat in the passing game. And Adam, they use him in a lot of different ways. This will be, really be a challenge to Bill Davis's defense and the scheme. And how do you contain Matt Forte?
I would liken him to a young Dorsey Levens. Tremendous versatility, a big back at 6'2". Does it everywhere. He's not explosive, but he sets up his offensive line well. Tremendous versatility. You're not worried so much about him because he's not a big play running back, but he's got a great versatility. Doesn't make mistakes. Doesn't turn it over. Good football player.
Yeah, look at those numbers. 66 catches, 522 yards in the receiving game. At the quarterback position, there's been so much talk, Adam, about Jay Cutler, mm-hmm. about McCown, Josh yep. McCown, who replaced Cutler, who's played very well. The Bears were sparked by McCown, who was a school teacher a couple of years ago. Let's discuss this. Is there any animosity at all as we look at the comparison between Jay Cutler and Josh McCown?
No, although I know there was an ESPN report about how some of the building was cut, undecided whether it should be Cutler or McCown. But the bottom line is they both functioned very, very well in head coach Mark Trestman's West Coast system. McCown's way more athletic. Here's a guy covering the 0-2 Senior Bowl. McCown would be actually going to coaching had he not come back this year, and it's been a great story. But the bottom line is Cutler is way more talented. He's got an absolute rifle. That's why they've gone back to him.
And Cutler is somebody who will stand in there against pressure, and he'll be a gunslinger. And we saw last week against the Vikings, Matt Castle, a gunslinger, made a lot of plays down the field.
Yes.
That's what this Eagles pass defense can expect.
Yeah, and Cutler, again, doesn't move all that well. The biggest problem with passes, he holds onto it, takes too many hits. He's had a lot of injuries. So the bottom line is, Dave, here, it's up to the Eagles to make him throw the football before he wants to. If they do that, that's when they turn it over.
And the Chicago Bears come to town with big, strong, versatile wide receivers who make just so many plays, make life easier on those throws up the field, and you go up and get them. Alshon Jeffrey's already had two games of 200-plus yards this year. He has emerged as a huge threat. And what can you tell us about Alshon Jeffrey?
Big physical receiver who will go up and get the football. He's a guy that is not a speedster, but he probably runs a little bit better than you think. He's a long strider, which makes him look like he's not as fast as he actually really is. He's been big time. He doesn't drop any passes, really. He's great running after the catch, and I love the way he tacks the football. That is the biggest issue the Eagles' DBs will have. How are they going to stop him from getting the football? They've got to do that.
And it's not just Jeffrey. It's Brandon Marshall. Look at those numbers. 90 catches, 1,185 yards, and he's got 10, count them, 10 touchdowns. Martellus Bennett
is also.
Don't forget
about him.
Yeah, but Marshall is somebody certainly in the red zone who you really have to worry about. And fortunately, the Eagles have some big cornerbacks to match up.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting when you talk about matchup. How are they going to cover these guys? You just can't cover one. Marshall's always the guy you double. Now with the emergence of Jeffrey and Martellus Bennett, who's having a breakout season, headed for about 67 receptions. Wow, that's a tough trio to beat.
Yeah, athletic tight end, somebody the Eagles are going to have to work with down the field also. He's not just a short yardage target, is he?
No, Jeffrey will get downfield. And don't forget about Earl Bennett, their slot receiver. But this one here,
Martellus Bennett is
a beast. It's 6'7", always known as a blocker with the Dallas Cowboys. They're letting him catch the football here. He's tough to cover, man. He's really big.
Will they at times, Adam, spread it out with four receivers, bring in Earl Bennett, and again, another big receiver in the slot?
Yeah, it's actually good. They don't really use a fourth receiver. It's Earl Bennett, who you said is their slot receiver, plus Martellus Bennett. They'll actually have him out wide.
Yeah.
And he could run. For a guy who's 6'7", he could run.
Yeah, so it's really – I'm not quite sure how this banged-up secondary is going to fare.
It's going to be hard.
You know, the Eagles hoping to get Earl Wolfe back on the field on Sunday. Bill Davis is going to have to come up with something very creative against this group.
Yeah, but the one thing, no matter who the Eagles have faced this season, they're great at not letting the ball get downfield no matter who their opponent is.
Let's go back to Matt Forte because I think he's the key in this equation. Is the focus, Adam, to stop the run game first?
It's a great question. To me, Matt Forte is more dangerous as a receiver, if you ask me, than he is as a runner. Matt Forte, yes, 4.7 yards per carry. Very good for a guy like that. But the bottom line is, their passing game is lethal. It doesn't matter who their quarterback seems to be. But Forte is so versatile, and you don't always know where they're going to line him up. They'll line him up in the slot as well. I love the way that Mark Trestman uses him. He does a great job of doing this.
And Forte has done it all season. He's had some big games against some Eagles opponents, some common opponents here. He just is so critically important to that
great vision,
offense.
Dave. Look at that vision.
Yeah,
he
runs
sets
with power.
His yeah. Their offensive line, we should also mention, really improved with Kyle Long, the former Argon player, Chip Kelly coach.
First-round draft pick.
Yeah, and the son of Howie Long. But Matt Forte, one of my favorite players in the league, covered him at the Senior Bowl from Tulane. He's been a great story, and he got a contract extension a couple years ago because he's a very good football player.
And the kicking game, solid with Robbie Gould as the place kicker. The return game, obviously, Devin Hester, always a threat.
Yep.
The Chicago Bears coming to town on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, and they are a big-time team. Eagles have to bring their A game to win.